This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And something you can do to help the economy in 2021 is buy a new car. But unfortunately, it looks like prices have changed on new cars for the year to come. And it's all thanks to coronavirus. I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Great, Jordan.
So what's going on with car prices?
Look, you know, the car industry has had a roller coaster ride over the last 3 or 4 years. They've had essentially declining sales 3 years in a row. This is new car sales since Holden and Ford moved out, and there's less growth in the economy. They're thinking that this year it might stabilise, and COVID has had an effect on that as well. When people aren't sure about whether they'll have jobs, they obviously don't get themselves into debt for new large things like cars. So what happened is that anecdotally it's been reported that used car sales have spiked during the COVID crisis as people are doing a couple of things. One is those who still have to go into work have decided they don't feel comfortable doing that in public transport, so they've been buying cars, small cars, to be able to drive into work. The roads have been a bit easier to navigate because there's been less of them, and parking has been cheaper. So substantially, it's been a city-driven thing, but that often affects the prices, across the regions as well. Now, there's any reaction, will cause a reaction, I suppose. That so we're waiting to see whether this is just people not panicking, but kind of going into a new arrangement very quickly, only to reverse it later this year. Some people in the industry are suggesting it might go back after 12 months, where people kind of go, well, you know, actually, I feel comfortable now. The vaccine's out there. I'm happy to catch the public transport again. I might get rid of that car. So we may see, in 8, 10, 12, 18 months, a reversal of that trend. But I thought it'd be useful for your listeners to know that if they've been out there looking at used cars and they're realising that, they're getting a bit dear, then that may have been one of the reasons for it. But, used cars are still a very good way to buy cars. If you look at new cars, effectively most new cars within the first 5 years lose about half of their purchase price. And that's, it's a fairly hot, hefty hit. After that, it slows up. So, if you bought a $40,000 car in 5 years' time, it's probably worth just over 20. And then that's any time around that 2, 3, 4 year period is probably the optimum time to buy a car, because it's still probably only done 40,000, 50,000 Ks. It's a third cheaper than it was 2 or 3 years ago. So it's a time reminder just to sort of work out your strategy for buying, what your strategy for buying a used car might be.
So when we do talk about used cars, are we talking about from car yards, or just even just people selling their own car on their own?
Well, it's been reported through the industry, anecdotally through the dealers, but also through websites, that there's been increased traffic on their sites. And as I say, it's just that an interesting dynamic, the way that people react to it, and buying a car, sometimes it might be the second car in the household. For some people, it might be the first time they've bought a car. It's about them changing the way that they used to travel, and the bigger cities are showing more of that, obviously, than the smaller cities.
And has the COVID also affected new car sales, which could, so people, rather than selling off their old car, buying a new one, they're just sticking with the one they have. Is that something that's been reflected over COVID times?
Yeah, so what happens is, if you look at COVID and if you look at the GFC, any of those economic hits where the economy gets a bit of a hit, people start to lose jobs, the first thing people do is go into conservative mode. They try to manage their outgoings, and they will postpone any discretional purchases. So an example is jet skis and motorbikes. During these periods, the sales on these things drop off very quickly, because nobody has to have a new jet ski. As much as as much as they might be telling their wives that they do. There's not, you don't have to have a new jet ski. So I'll postpone it to know, okay, this is not going to affect my job or my business or my income. And then gradually the confidence comes back. So there's an element of that in it. And people who were happy to, were about to buy cars might have postponed it. Conversely, you might have people who now are decided, well, you know, for the next 2 years, well, it's unlikely it will be able to safely do any of the overseas travels we might want to do. And we might actually start to put some of that money, when we know that we've got a job, into a new car that we can do. It might even be a new SUV to be able to do some more intra or interstate trips now, knowing we're not going overseas.
I know I myself would like to get a bigger car that can carry a kayak, just for my own personal travels. But hey, I'm sure that's another conversation for another day, Mark. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.